This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Yeehaw. This one hitting very close to home today, and I wanted to share it with you. This is an open letter that was sent to members of school boards in Ottawa, regional and provincial politicians, as well as media members. It was an open letter written by Martha Brown, a special education teacher in the Ottawa area. She specifically works with students who are on the autism spectrum. They've been doing in-person learning throughout the year. Full disclosure, Martha is my sister. This was written on Tuesday, and it has received coverage in the Ottawa Citizen. I'm reading to you directly from the open letter. Hello. I'm writing to you from my specialized ASD classroom. After sending my students, aged 9 to 12, outside with their prep teacher, I'm overwhelmed by the effort to keep these children, my team, myself, and my family safe. I feel abandoned and accused by the school board and public health, and I have questions. How can the curve in Ottawa be exploding and various officials calling for firmer action from the government, but I see no changes in my classroom? What happened to contact tracing and rapid testing, two major plans that were to keep us safe? How am I to keep my students, who struggle to stay apart and keep their masks on, safe? Why across the river in Gatineau are children kept home as officials acknowledge the vector of schools during a growth in the community? I feel alone in the responsibility to try and keep my students safe. If their siblings were learning from home and my students were here with me in order to meet their goals, they would be safer. Across Europe, we are seeing a closure of schools to be a strong strategy. If transportation had more room for students, we would be safer. If we had stronger protocols, better masks, infrastructure for outdoor learning, purifiers in every room, we would be safer. I'm giving it my all to keep my vulnerable students safe. That is how I will look back on this time. Are you asking yourself the same questions? What is your legacy? When the books are written and the stories told, will you have given students everything they needed to stay safe? I'm looking forward to your response. Martha Brown, Masters of Education, Fielding Drive, Public School in Ottawa. We're talking a lot about the people who work on the front lines during the course of the pandemic, and we acknowledge the situations we put them in, and we need to be keeping safety first and foremost, top of mind, at all times. There are people who are behind every single policy enacted at every single level of public health and government. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.